Hello, everyone. Welcome to Size Talk, another talk about a certain subject in the size community today. And this is a subject that's been brought to you, brought to me upon a fellow fan of the entire podcast. And they want to talk about commissions and proper etiquette. Now, this is kind of another serious topic amongst the size community where it comes to getting commissions from artists and making sure that you both have a clear understanding of what you want for the art or the artist to create. Now, there have been several ways on how to go about this. Number one, the proper way of going about it. Hi, my name is such and such, and I would like to have this such and such idea of a giantess thought that I've had, and I really want to bring this type of description, blah, 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 whatever you want this to be described as. And then you want to talk about, now how much will this be in a certain color or whatever rate that you offer? See, now when you're talking like that, that shows that you want to listen, you want to give them a proper description, and you also want to make sure to give them a proper tell or story of the idea that you have for them. Now, here's the wrong way to do it. Hi, do you do free commissions? Because I have this idea and I don't want to pay for anything. Now, mind you, if you don't pay an artist something, why in the world would they want to create something for you? That's like, hey, yeah, can you create this beyond masterpiece? But I don't want to pay you $1 million. So this is just for free, right? See, now you're just wasting their time and day. Artists need to make a living. They need to make sure they can live enough to be able to create more art for everybody in the size community. You going up to an artist that's been working so hard on their stuff shows that you don't really give a care and you just want some sort of free art, which does not work like that. Especially where I have commissioned many of artists, I'm starting to now, and most of these artists like the fact that I like to be descriptive of what I'm talking about or give them a clear idea of what the idea I may have in mind. Most of my ideas are normally unaware, in shoes, several other very simple topics to go for, and the several giantists that I do talk to on a daily basis on Discord or offline and several other places. And when you're doing this type of etiquette, it shows that you want to be more respectful, that you want to do another commission at some point in time. Artists do respect the fact of customers that come to them with respect, such as much as they will give you respect when they're giving you an idea or the rates that they go for. Now, the proper way is to make sure that you thank them for taking the time to listen to your commission and they accepted it, for also making sure that you have enough funds to pay for said commissions, because number one, you don't want to waste the artist's time by saying, oh yeah, I don't have the money right now, but can we wait until such and such time? No, that means that, you know, you don't have the money. You just want to be, you know, wasting time, and they don't want to waste your time or waste their time. And this is the point where you have to make sure to have the amount of funds that you need to make sure you have the said idea that you have. And the other thing is, if the artist only has a very limited amount of commissions, don't get all angry at them about it. It's because that's the amount of commissions they can only take at a time, because they don't want to be stressed out, burned out, or anything else that they have to deal with constant people saying, I want a commission, I want a commission, I want a commission. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, I need to take some time, folks. I've been doing all these like 15 to 50 commissions. You got to give me at least about a week or two to recharge myself. And that is completely understandable. Artists take a lot of time to put a lot of detail into different styles they have to make, how to make this perspective, a lot of things to be thought of when they're doing your commission idea, and you have to respect that. Another thing is, after they do your commission and you've seen it and it's amazing and everything, don't just not thank them. They took the time to make it. Make a post, make something to show that you appreciate for the things that they do, or make a Twitter post saying, oh my God, this is an amazing commission. Like I did with several of my commissions, I either make a GIF or something to show, oh my God, this is so amazing, I love this art so much. And most of the commissions that I do pay for from certain artists that I've done have been beyond amazing. It's been breathtaking. And I'm like, oh God, I need to like commission you again. I have so many ideas in my head. And that's what they like to hear, that you like their art and you respect them. And you have so many ideas that you believe that their art style can go with it. And that is basically the best way to have proper etiquette and commissioning someone. Do not go, I'm going to send you a 15 to 20 post ideas about saying, hey, I want you to do this, 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 and this. And they're going to ask, do you have the money for that? And they're going to be like, no, I don't, but I thought you could do this for free. So now you're wasting people's time, and that's not what people want. So make sure to respect the artists, their time, and everything they have to do to make sure that they get the art that you're specifically looking for, or the dream or commission idea that you have at the top of your head. And, you know, make sure you have the money, the funds to pay for said commission, because you don't want to do the whole, I don't have the money right now, I don't get paid till Friday. Friday. So see, now that you have wasted their time, they're going to give the slot to somebody else. So every time that you have a commission idea, make sure you have the funds or place it aside so you have more commissions. But thank you guys for listening. Remember, be respectful to artists in the community. They've done a lot for us. Same thing with producers. They've also done a lot for us. But make sure to be respectful and have the money for your commissions. And no, there's no such thing as free art. Thank you for listening, though.